Good morning. Today, while we listen to probably one of the most famous readings in the gospel, there's a danger that because we have heard it so much, it goes in one ear and not the other. It seems like, oh, we already know it. Yeah, God invites us back and we're loved. Okay, we get it. And we've heard it again and again and again. And so what happens is that danger is, again, like I said, it just becomes part of who we are and we don't let it really enter in. But what we got to do is really focus on what's happening today. We're focused on the Son who wanted to do it His way and the Father who let Him. And so that's often the way it is. Again, I was just down in Sacramento, Fairfield this past week and did a parish mission, and I was in Columbus and I was in wherever I was the week before. I have no idea what's going on. But anyway, as we're sitting there, and I usually talk about confession, I do my passion talk and everything else, and I'm more and more convinced that the number one problem in the church today is the people who go to church all the time, not the people that don't come, that's a different reality, but the people who go to church all the time have lost their real sense of their own sinfulness. Because they compare themselves to everybody else who don't go to church. They compare themselves to the politicians they don't like. They compare themselves to the people who are committing adultery. They compare themselves to the people who are pro-choice. They compare themselves to everyone who they don't agree with, and then they go, compared to them, I'm a saint. And we get this little righteousness the way we get the older son, the firstborn son. You know, we get this little bit of, are you kidding me? But again, no. See, we're all in the boat of being the sinner. And the sinner is the one who does things his own way. That's what the boy wanted. He says, listen, I love you, Dad. You love me. This is great. But I want to live life my way, not your way. I don't want to sit here and take care of the cows for you. I want to go do what I want. And so some people, even the ones that go to daily mass, even priests, even nuns, even the ones who wouldn't miss mass on Sunday at all, still like to live life their way. I will live my Catholicism my way. I will follow the things the way I was taught. This is the way I was taught. And because it's the way I was taught, it's the way I'm going to do it. Because if I was taught it, I like it, I'm comfortable with it. It's my way of following Jesus. But again, that's sin. Because when a person does things their way, whether it be living life their way, Catholicism their way, spirituality their way, they're setting up an idol themselves. And they're not choosing the Father. So what finally happens today in the gospel, it says, coming to his senses at last, he returned where? To the Father. You see, repentance is not, again, just about sitting there saying, oh, I'm sorry because I don't want to go to hell. And so if compared to what happens, they tell me if I miss mass and if I do this, if I commit a mortal sin, I'm going to hell. Okay, I'm sorry. I don't want to go to hell. Well, again, that's not what the boy did today. He returned to his Father. And then he knew that when he turned to his Father, he couldn't just come in righteously and say, okay, Dad, I've done it my way and I'm going to continue to do it my way. He comes into his dad and he says, Dad, I'm not worthy to be called your son. Treat me as you would a servant or a hired hand. So what he's now saying to his Father is, Father, I'll be your servant. I'll do it your way. I'll do whatever you command. I am here to serve you now. And notice, when he does this, when he comes before God the Father, and he sits here and says, I'm now willing to do it your way, God the Father lifts him up and restores him to sonship. And so what has to happen in all of us is we have to sit there and we have to really repent of the daily things in our lives. And we really know, until then we know into the depths of our being, that what I deserve is damnation. And I know that in the depths of my being. Then I'll never be truly grateful for all the things he's done for me. Because when I compare myself to the other people in the world, I'm always going to look great. I'm always going to look wonderful. I'm always going to look holy. But when we compare ourselves to Christ, we compare ourselves to, am I doing things my way or the will of the Father? Then we all got to acknowledge that we'd like to do it our way. I love to do things my way. Have you ever been able to tell that? That's the reality. And so that's the core of my sin. But it's also the core of your sin. We got to know that. And then we got to come before our Father and say, Father, I don't want to do it my way. I want to be your servant. I want to do it your way. And when we humble ourselves before him, then he lifts us up. So that's the very first thing we got to do, is humble ourselves before him every day and say, Lord, I'm tired of doing it my way. I want to do it your way. That's the first thing. The second thing that happens, we get from the last line of the second reading. Did you all hear the last line of the second reading? God made him who knew no sin to be sin, that we might be the very righteousness of God. So now, more than just having the fatted calf, God the Father forgives us by the death of his Son. So again, what happens to you and me is the reality that we're saved by grace. That we're saved by what Jesus Christ did for us. Not by ourselves. We have to acknowledge how much we need him. But notice, the Son doesn't come in and he can't demand anything from the Father. He can't demand anything. Neither can we. But what happens is God the Father looks at us and our sins that demand the justice of God. One sin, people. Just one. Just one. One mortal sin. Just one in your life and my life. Just one. Deserves eternal damnation. One. If you committed one mortal sin in your life, you deserve hell. Period. You can argue with that, but you're wrong. This is the teaching. One mortal sin. So one mortal sin sends you and me to hell. One. And so what happens is God the Father says, listen, I'd rather die than without you. And so he does in his Son. And he lets his Son fulfill the justice that we deserve. We deserve injustice hell. Jesus pays the penalty for us, huh? And again, until we come to really know that, we will never truly be grateful. If we really think, you know, well, compared to Satan or compared to Hitler, I'm a good person, so when I die, I deserve heaven, then I'm not going to be grateful for Christ for my life. I'm not going to be grateful for sanctification. I'm not going to be grateful for all the things he's done for me. I'm going to really deserve it. And oh yeah, and I'm glad you died for me too. But really, I deserve it. Really, I was a good person. Really, I never missed Mass on Sunday. And really, I tried to obey your commandments. So really, I deserve heaven. So let me in. Uh-uh. Until you and I know that in the depths of our being, without Jesus, I would be separated from the Father forever. That's what Christianity is. Someone died for you. And again, I've used it before, but let's say you're walking across the street, and as you're walking across the street, some nut's driving 110 miles an hour up the road. It could be the pastor from St. Joe's. And as you're driving up and you're standing there, you go, ah! And someone pushes you out of the way, and then they die. Well, for the rest of your life, what would you be? You'd be grateful. And see, that's what we got to be. What the Word of God calls us today is to first to acknowledge our sinfulness, to acknowledge that we have done it our way instead of God's way, to come back to our dad, to let our Father cover us in the blood of his Son, and then to live a life of gratitude. That we come and we start living. So if someone pushed you out of the way and you started and you lived and they died, for the rest of your life, you would sit there and cry out, I should be dead, but I'm alive. And you would really want to live life to the fullest so that person didn't waste his life or her life on you, right? You'd really live life and for the rest of your life, you'd have that gratitude. Again, that's what Paul says in Galatians 2:19, it gets to 20, who loved me and gave his life for me. You see, this is what reconciliation's about. This is what Lent's about. That we come running back to our Father, and it's coming back to him. Not coming because of sin or becoming it's relationship. Dad, and I run back to my Father. And our Father embraces us, and then he pays for our sins in his justice with the blood of his eternal Son. And then Jesus covers you with his blood. And now our job, after we receive that gift of Jesus, that we can be reconciled and become the very righteousness of God, is now we live a life of gratitude. Thank you, Lord. I should be dead, but you have given me eternal life. Thank you, Lord. And I now focus not on my past or my sins. And think about it. Some of you, as you're getting older, the devil loves to remind you of your past. Oh, Father, when I was young, 18, I've confessed this many times. And every time I confess it, I still don't feel forgiven. Well, look at that when you say that. That means Christ's blood wasn't enough to cover your sin, right? That means when you sit there and you bring up something from your past from 20 years ago and you say, I'm not sure if I'm really forgiven for this, you're looking at Christ and saying your blood wasn't enough. And what that is, people, is it's subtle pride. And the devil brings that up to you to keep you focused on yourself and focused on your past. One drop of the blood of Jesus is enough to cover all your sins. Only his blood is enough to cover your sins, not what you do. And you got to let that sink in. And then you live that gratitude so you don't keep living in your past and keep focused on yourself. And boy, what I did, and I'm no good. I'm going to go to hell because of that one, because 20 years ago, because I'm really not sure if I really confessed it right or not. Stop it. Jesus covered it. You need to be grateful. You got it? Get it? Gonna do it? Good. May each of you know his love today and forever. Amen.